printed in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. There's armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program today. So, when you all came on, did you go by way of Talk Stream Live and click on, well, first you may have to put Thomas Gamble in the search bar, and then click on my mug there when it pops up, and then it brings you into my website, and then you're back to the website to listen. So if you could do that whenever you get an opportunity, go by way of website, go by TalkStream Live, and then click on there. Welcome. My name is Thomas Gamble, and we're here on a Monday, beginning the week, part one. Five parts coming. Tonight, to remind those that don't know maybe, that I'm live broadcast from 8 to 10 p.m. this afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. Also on RevelationRadioNetwork.com, RevelationRadioNetwork.com. Tonight ought to be in this, that one. I'm not going to talk about this today, I don't think. I might anyway. I'm going to talk about Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement, Yahshua, Yahweh, Jeshua, those fake names of Jesus that you're going to hear frequently in the future, more and more, to lead you to the Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel by the name of, I just gave you the name, but he calls himself Yeshua, Jeshua, Yahweh, Maitreya, they're all connected. This is going to be the delusion yet to come. And there's a massive, massive effort to hide it by saying that, well, Jesus' real name was Yeshua. Everybody call Jesus Yeshua. That's his name in Hebrew. That's what we're going to call him because that was his original name. It's a movement. It's a Jesuit organized movement to get everybody to start saying Yeshua, whatever, that you can't even pronounce in the South, forget it. Because when Sanan Emanuel comes on the scene in the public view, he's going to say, I am Yeshua. That will be the falling away. The real falling away of the church will be then. And they're setting you up for it. And I'm trying to expose it as fast as I can, because these preachers have no idea what's going to hit them when this takes off. I mean, I'd say 95-98% or more. And the ones that's involved are your Pentecostal, charismatic, because the charismatic movement was created by the Illuminati. Facery. Joyce Myers, Copeland, Dollar, T.D. Jakes, Schuller, the whole, Pat Robinson, the whole bunch of them. James Robinson, Dobson, I mean, Pat Robinson, all of them. Gloria, whatever her name is, Benny Hinn, they're all together. And these are facts, I'm telling you. This is not a speculation or an opinion. Because they're Freemasons at the highest level. Or Eastern Stars, if they're female. Family is coming like a bowling ball down the lane for a strike. No pun intended. And when it hits, it's going to get serious. It's going to go beyond your talk show rhetoric and warnings and all this sort of thing. We live in a tyrannical government and all blah, blah, blah. Buy gold and buy silver and get your freeze-dried food and all this and all that. It's going to get darn serious when all this goes down. When? Don't know when. It's God's time. When God allows it. When God allows it. Not when these four-star generals and politicians and secret society members. No, it's not on their time schedule. Because they keep missing their time schedules, don't they? Because they're not in control. They're led by evil. Every mother son of them. Not one benevolent one among them. Some of them, however, believe that they are. But they're serving the efforts of Satan, and some of them don't even know it. That's the sad part. We're doing this for mankind. The means justify the ends, or the ends justify the means, or whatever. You got the point. It's all a bunch of baloney. But they lose no matter what they do. There's nothing they can do to win. It's impossible. Nothing they can do. All this is just to take away souls and send them to hell. Ones that pull away from it and take Jesus as Savior, you're going to heaven. Any questions? I could end the broadcast right now and that'd work. Because that's what's going to happen. All this Fukushima talk and Sandy Hook and 911 still again and meteorite streaking here and meteorite streaking there and all this tyrannical government, this, that, and the other, although some of it's partially true, it's all to keep you all in fear and busy. And then you go out warning your friends and family and all this, and they all think you're crazy. The ones that listen to you only get the parts that the Alex Joneses and all these guys are protectors of the Knights of Malta. Dwell out to you. And then everybody's a Jesus and Mary nowadays, you see. Oh, yes, in America, we are the real Jews, Hebrews. No, you're not. Hebrew Israelites hadn't showed their face yet, but they will. When they do, it's going to be too late for a whole lot of people, especially Israel, because the real Hebrew Israelites bringing back the real language and the real symbol, not the fake Star of David, not the fake Judaic language they have today, but the real Hebrew language and the real symbol is the menorah, not this hexagon, which is satanic witchcraft symbol. Star of David is nothing to do with David, has everything to do with Lucifer. I mean, 1,000%. Been lied to, family. The Jews have been lied to. And generations since World War II. When Hitler gave them the Star of David, which was a curse upon them. Because that's what the Star of David is a curse. It's a fact. It goes back to witchcraft. as above, so below, overlapping each other. Requires a blood sacrifice. Our own flag always have been 50 or 1 or 13 or whatever pentagrams on it. You see, we've been fooled, but that's okay, because now when you find out, you pull your bootstraps up, say, okay, now let's move on. And you start fixing things, you see. That's getting right with God. That's what it's all about. Getting right with God through Jesus Christ. And that is the answer, four-star generals. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Of course, you're not going to get it. You're all stuck your noses into all this transhumanism and cybernetics and all this silly nonsense that will be destroyed. It has no chance of surviving. All the billions and billions of dollars of research you put down in deep underground military bases will be destroyed. And there's nothing you can do. And those people living in those underground military bases will find that to be their tomb. They will not come back up. It will crash in on them. God Almighty is in control of everything going on. He's allowing evil to weave its web of deceit until it is end, and then he's going to call the number. He's going to call it in, and that will begin the first seal. The fake, the Antichrist, the real Antichrist, not the Pope or the Prince William or Obama or Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, Elmer Fudd coming out of the bushes. None of them, except Maitreya, which is not named yet, the actual name. Nobody knows who that is yet. He's the Antichrist with Benjamin Krem, New Age movement. That's the one to watch. Islam will be destroyed. Roman Catholic Church will be destroyed. Judaism will be destroyed. Christianity will be destroyed. And will lead them to the New Age movement. Hinduism, Buddhism is its background. Secular humanism is its tenets. T-E-N-E-T-S. That's the enemy. The Dalai Lama. Your so-called secular humanism. Sneaking up on you. You think that evil, the religion of the Antichrist, is going to come up looking evil? No, it don't work that way. Whatever it is they want to get rid of, movement, individual, a country, they make it look evil first. It's called the dialectic. They'll use it good, promote it until it's time to get rid of it. Then they'll start demonizing it, vilifying it. Then they'll have the solution. This is good. This is bad. So it goes like this. This is good. This is good. This is good. And that's bad. Then they'll say the ones that this is good and say, now this is bad. This is bad. Now it's bad. But this over here is good. That's a very simple term of the dialectic. They've been doing it since Nimrod till today. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. It's got a name now. Hegelian. It goes back even further than Hegel. Way, way past Hegel. He just came up with it and discovered what was already there and put a name on it. It's a Satan strategy. Back in the days when didn't have Hegel, you called it the fifth column. What does that mean? Fifth column. Well, like a castle, you got four directions, north, south, east, and west, that you'll approach this castle with your troops. Obviously, all four directions to make sure no one escapes. You close in on it, but you're going to have a heck of a time. It's a big castle. Chinese figured that out when they had one big old wall all the way across. So you had to only go one direction across it, you see. Yeah. So if you're a really smart tactician, before you attack the castle, you weaken it from the inside out like cancer. So you know you're going to attack this castle and destroy that, take that land, and so you plan years ahead. So you maintain a connection or you start sending in your people to take positions of power, local, at every level of economic position, from the blacksmith to the legislators of the castle, to a cobbler, whomever, or blind man that's not really blind, all the way up to an assistant to the king or whatever. And then you have secret messages and secret rendezvous. And you start learning about the insides of the castle, the weaknesses. And on the weeks or months before, you start sowing disquiet. You start sowing discord among the people in the castle. Among the government, you start sowing discord. You find ways to start now putting forth the action to weaken it from the inside. And on the night or the day before the attack, you then instigate the most severe internal distraction. So when the main attack occurs, the attacks are also in the inside. Trojans figured this out with the Trojan horse. That's probably the ultimate fifth column strategy, expedited with a big old wooden horse. That's fifth column. Destroy from within. And that's exactly what they've done in every country on this earth, all the way back to the times of Nimrod, until today and tomorrow and the day after, until God said that's enough. And the seven-year tribulation begins with a peace process confirming the covenant with between Israel and the Antichrist, who will be a hero to change and stop the bad, and I'm the good, but only for a short time of the first 3.5 years. And then he will double-cross everybody, and that will be the real World War III. And it won't be threats. It'll come sudden, and it will be death. Lots of it. That's the red horse. As a result of the World War III, the real war, not this fake they're doing today, even if they have a nuclear explosion in one city, it's still a fake World War III. Because the first seal is when Israel signs a peace covenant, confirms a peace covenant, and it hadn't happened yet. That will begin like a stopwatch, the seven-year period. It's a contained amount of time, the 7 years. It's not scattered over 30 years. Well, let's see. The first seal was broken in 1985. That doesn't work that way. That first seal begins the clock for the seven-year tribulation. And there's one thing after another. Boom, 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 boom. To the 3.5 years, abomination of desolation. 144,000 real Hebrew Jews. Two witnesses come out. And a massive, massive earthwide earthquake, worldwide, that will leave you ground-hugging. God don't do small things in small ways. So if you have a 8 Richter scale earthquake somewhere in California or somewhere else, that's not the earthquake we're talking about. No matter where you are on this earth, no matter where you live, this earthquake that God's going to send will be after World War III. After 4+ billion people have been killed. Family, do you understand what's coming down eventually? Whether God will have it in this generation or this is generation prepared for the next, don't know. But that's the point, is that why worry about it? When you take Jesus as Savior, what's the worry? You're going to be removed from this earth anyway. Everybody's worrying about, well, I just don't want to die. Well, hey, you're going to die anyway. You're going to die, whether old age, a car accident, or whatever. You're going to die. And when you die, you begin eternity. People think dying is like final. No. Dying is simply in the first death is leaving your body. You can call it vacating your body. Astral travel on its worst. You ain't going back to it. You know, you're going to heaven or you're going to hell, like the Bible says. You're not going to hang around Starbucks and, you know, waiting to go to one or the other. There's no waiting room. You're going one to the other. At the time you die, if you've not accepted Jesus, you're on your way to hell. If you've accepted Jesus, you're going to see the Savior in His full glory. Bible supports that. Now, man can make up anything they want to. Heck, Elmer Fuddites, they can make up what they want to and have a make their own Bible if they want. That don't make it true at all. King James Bible is the only true Word of God. Springmeyer disagrees. Quayle disagrees. Rob Skiba disagrees. And they're wrong. That King James Bible, irrefutably, is the true Word of God. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast a minute, but what I'm thinking about it here, I've confirmed, irrefutably, that those in controlled opposition, in fact, have copy-pasted responses to those they deem closest to God. That's King James onlyist, they call them. So if we're not so dangerous, how come you have a copy-paste response? Springmeyer's got one, found it. I was on the website and talking about King James only and other things that goes along with it. I got a paragraph of that said so many words, and then because you're King James only, I'm going to block you. Okay, well, for me, it's fine. It's not a big deal. So it blocked me. And then Rob Skiba, dang, a few different words, but close to the same writing. But what's different words? Well, someone this weekend said they were blocked by Springmeyer, and they put up on the on their posting the paragraph that he had written to them. My jaw, I couldn't pick up off the floor. It was so heavy. It fell to the floor. It was identical, word for word and punctuation, for what Springmeyer said to me. It was word for word exactly. And he was, this one, Adam, was a King James onlyist. And so it's a copy-pasted response that all these folks to get rid of the King James Bible and pair it off their New Age nonsense that Mary married Jesus. That's impossible. Now, Mary might have a woman looked like or named Mary. This might have copulated with Sananda Manuel, the fallen angel. Now, that's very possible. Because right this very second, right now, if you were to put in your search bar in another window of your computer thing, Sananda Emmanuel, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, do it right now. And then you put in Ascended Master with a plus sign and then Ascended Master, or Yeshua, whatever, and hit enter, look at who you're looking at. You're looking at who we think is Jesus Christ. And that's not, because nobody knows what Jesus looks like. And I'll tell you something else, too. Leonardo da Vinci was not at the Last Supper. He was not there. He didn't even exist then. So, my question is, how'd he know where people were sitting? He could paint in there Elmer Fudd and his wife there if he wanted to. He could put Bugs Bunny on that picture of the Last Supper, too. So how do you know who is sitting where? So he paints a woman sitting next to Jesus. Who says she is there? He don't know. Or would that be the lead up to the lie that Jesus married Mary and that was the beginning of the Merovingian bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II going back to then and the Knights Templar and you know the rest of the story. Uh-huh. This is a major conspiracy of lies. And the lies can be uncovered without a shadow of a doubt. And now they have those that support this lie, like Skiba, Springmeyer, Quayle, Leo, Marzulli, Dizdar, the whole lot of them. I'm tired of it. And I will speak out until I'm taken down again. The truth has got to be told. So I tell the doggone truth. You know, and I'll do it till I can't do it no more. That's it. Non-negotiable. Because many people are being fooled and scared. They're scared now because of all this stuff. And then they go, when you're scared, they provide you the option of, well, here we have the answer for you. Chrislam, bunch of liars, Rick Warren. He's a CFR admitted member. It's like a policeman coming up on a man standing there with blood in his hands and somebody dead and say, well, who killed him? Oh, I did. Why? Is it? What's it to you? Same thing. I mean, exactly the same thing. He is a professed member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And the Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati. That is the killer. That is the set of murderers at the highest level, along with the Jesuits. Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, at the highest level, are nothing but murderers and traitors to this country. Absolutely. And lying to the American public, like Jerry Boykin, Rick Joyner, and the whole lot of them, because they're Knights of Malta. So right now, on the second window you put up, put in the Knights of Malta oath. The oath. Just do it. And then you read parts of that oath, and you see what it says, and then you put it to the face of the people that are Knights of Malta, like Mandela, like Rupert Murdoch, like Oliver North, like all the rest of them that are Knights of Malta, secret society members that have turned against you since the day they took that blood oath. Leonard Horowitz is a Knights of Malta. Churchill was a Knights of Malta. Look at the names. Because it's certainly not the innocent. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we thank you today for being able to come together once again in a broadcast. Father, we thank you for this network. And Lord, we call upon you to humble us. Give us courage to speak. Give us the knowledge and the wisdom, Lord. And give us discernment to see through the deception. Lord, guide us in your holy ways. Lord, convict us of our sins, convict us of our falling away, and guide us back on the right track should we fall. Father, keep pride away. Keep these secular outside influences away from us and covered by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our family members, all of us. We put our family members before you, Lord, that the healing and, Father, that situations that's developing, whether it's medical or personal or otherwise, that, Lord, you'll have the angels there to protect and to lead us in the right path. We pray for our returning veterans that have been identified as microchips. Father, they're starting to find out what's in there, but, Lord, so many more need to know. Father, we need you with your Holy Spirit power, Lord. We need you to silence those voices in the heads of those that's been identified for targeting. And Lord, we know it's technology, but Father, your Holy Spirit to render it null and void and to send that technology back to where it came from and back to those that's dealing it out. Father, we call upon you with your warring angels to strike down their technology, strike down those chemtrail planes, and Father, to spread your holy word through the land. Father, we call upon you to bring out those ministers and pastors and those rabbis or priests that will have the courage to step away from their religion and get to the true word of God and start preaching the truth. Father, to bring those people out because those are the ones respected and Lord, those are the ones that people depend upon. But Lord, there's so many not telling the truth. We need your Holy Spirit power, your anointing to bring those out of the pulpit to start telling the truth, to get away from the 501c3 control of the churches. Get away from these councils that they're members of. And expose the hierarchy of the Protestant and Catholic and other religious moves, those in the high level, to expose them for who they are. And Father, to lead them to Jesus Christ, your Son. And Father, we call upon you to spread the blood of Jesus around us to protect us from these witchcraft, these covens. And Lord, especially this month and next, your Holy Spirit to watch over the children, to take away the sacrifices of these Wicca and these covens. And for those in the highest level of government that's involved here, sacrifice of children, for memberships to Freemasons, the highest level, Father, to take away their sacrifices and expose them for what they are. And then, Father, to bind it with the blood of Jesus the Holy Spirit to their hearts. And that to be a guide for those that's accepting to then renounce their blood oaths and take Jesus Christ as Savior. These things we pray, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, you're going to find that my broadcasts aren't really the most easy listening there is. I don't joke around too much. I mean, I say some things that maybe seem, I don't know, I've been told funny. I'm not meaning to be it, but I got a southern way about me, and this is the way it is. But I take this deadly serious. And as long as the Lord lets me talk and speak, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing for as long as I can go. I'm not losing focus. I know there's wicked covens that's trying to take down those kind of stations. They come in real sneaky-like. They start to become your friend, or they start say, oh, I believe in God too. Oh, I believe in Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But those who say they do doesn't mean that they do. You should know that already with the highest level of clergy in the National Council of Churches. A bunch of liars there. If you're a real Christian pastor, a Sun Young Moon or whatever, if you're really a true man of God, you would not even belong to these Luciferian associations and memberships. You'd be out of there so fast. Unless you like playing golf, and that's why you'd stay there. You just like the golf stuff going on. The camaraderie and all that nonsense. It's not about camaraderie. It's about Jesus. It's not about the country. It's about Jesus. It's not about the flag or tyranny or all that sort of thing. It's about Jesus Christ. That's it. Nothing else. If God wants to bring this country back, he can do it, and he would. But right now, there's no way. You know, you've got honey-made graham crackers. I like graham crackers. I do. But if you've seen the latest commercial, see, that's what they do. See, these commercials are teaching. That's what they're for. Oh, I know. They're for products and all that. That's not the main purpose. The main purpose of TV, from the time you turn on to the time you turn off, if you were to watch it 24 hours, 7 days a week, doesn't make any difference. From the time you turn on to you turn off, it's all prescripted. All the way from the Senate discussions, State of the Union, right down to All in the Family, or My Three Sons, if you're watching archives, it don't make one lick of difference. Survival, something or another, or I don't know, I don't even watch TV anymore. It doesn't matter. It's all scripted. Every professional wrestling bout, mixed martial arts is all there because they want you to play just like they did in the days of the gladiator. It's nothing more than that. It's called blood games. Blood games are set up in 1966. Through the Iron Mountain Report, to control people in time of peace. How do you control them? It's did like the gladiators did. Let's get two guys in there with only a pair of undies and make them big and strong and start beating the dickens out of each other, blood all over there. The people all love it. And they sure do. Y'all worried about mixing with Max Luger or whatever his name is? Well, try to mess with God and see what happens. Because there's your eternal life. Luger ain't got nothing to do with eternal life. He better see the Savior. He better renounce his sins, his thoughts, or he's going to hell, and there's not a thing he can do about it if he doesn't. We're at the mercy of our death. Because you have no more control. When you die, there's no going backward. You better remember this. Eternity is not 70 years old age or 80. 80 years old is but a baby in eternity. Eternity is forever. It doesn't stop. I'm going to live, be a ripe old age of 80 years old or 90 if I do right. So what? When you die, you're still going to live forever. But where are you going to live? Heaven or hell? There's no ripe old age and then it's over. It don't work that way. It's called annihilation. It's what people are taught subliminally. Since the day you're in high school, it's called death education. You think Masons have their little fingers and everything. It's been ongoing since 1908. It's so, when you learn about the death education, you find out we've been manipulated in the schools by design. Now, when you find these things out, it's not to be all dismayed and disoriented and all depressed because we've been lied to. Man, get over it. Get moving. Get right with God then. And you go back at him. You don't back down. You see? You never back down. Because sometimes revealing the truth in the right time is designed to demoralize you. And then they'll provide you an alternative. Well, either way, they lose. But the person not knowing about this dialectic will choose what is given because the easiest route. The death education. They've been working on since we were children in school. You know, this death education, you got to ask yourself, as your children or you, when you're in school or children come in and says, have you ever done a grave rubbing or written your epitaph or obituary? Oh, you think that's just something cute for the schools? No, it's part of the death education. Some will have visited mortuaries and graveyards and laid in the bottom of an open grave or in a casket. It's cute. Infatuated with it, the dead. Observed part of an embalming procedure or seen it on TV in NCIS when they do autopsy. You think it's by accident that they let you see that? No, it isn't. Ever tried to touch a dead body in a funeral home? Have the need to want to? You see, the overt justification is that everyone will at some time encounter the emotional impact of death. Or face it yourself or a family, a loved one, newspapers. You think it's by accident? The death of a relative, a loved one, a closest associate. They put the obituaries in the newspaper. The funeral home industry has been exposed by a number of talk shows back in the 80s as taking advantages of grief-stricken relatives. Public, my school children must be educated about this prospect. They should be, but they're not. In the eyes of the globalists, the ever-neglectful home fails to prepare the child for eventualities. How about the death of Christ? Huh? That's 1960s. The death of God. Atheists try to promote every 10 years or something. The government schools teaches and they're being eager to control the whole person. And that whole person of this child is taking over the role. Death education and what's something called thanatology. 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 These have come into existence in government schools and without your input or knowledge as a parent. Because all schools, there is no exception, have always been, by design, under your nose and involved with you. As always has been schools of humanism and Marxism since 1908, controlled by Freemasonry. the changing of the bell, the changing of the offices, classrooms, getting you to respond to a stimuli has always been the reason for that. Oops. Oh, I let the cat out of the bag. Unless some of you already knew it. Charlotte Etherby, under Reagan, another fraud, as evidence proves, really started controlling education more so toward the end, because that's when they focused on the children of the 80s and 90s to be the parents of those in year 2025. Oh, they plan ahead. This is not a conspiracy theory neither. That's why they tried to discourage homeschooling. They couldn't outlaw it like they did in Europe in some places. So they tried to control it. Common Core, No Child Left Behind. Was there a sneaky way to control your education to downplay it, especially history, so you would not be able to put together the dots to find out the real history and who's connected to who? Yeah, oh yeah. Churches as well, controlled by Freemasonry. But the problem is, for the Freemasons, is this. They will be executed, and they will be destroyed by the very people they're working for. The Illuminati controls Freemasonry since the year 1782 until today. Congress Wilhelmsbad, July 1782. The Illuminati took control of the Freemasonry. And that's fact. In 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote, Charles Francis Potter. And 57 years later, syndicated columnist under the Clinton administration, Georgia Ann Geyer, she said, I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities," unquote. Roger Kimball, educator, said, I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges, universities, have installed the entire radical," that's Marxist and humanist, "menu at the center of the humanities curriculum, undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote, Roger Kimball. Herbert London, educator, New York University, 1987, said, I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. Now, nowhere here have I seen Muslim, because not Muslim. Muslim is the paper tiger. Oh, they kill. But the humanists are the ones responsible for every world war. Now do the math on that. And they are involved in your government all the way back to George Washington until today. Every single one. Except the ones that were assassinated. Lincoln, McKinley, JFK. Andrew Jackson escaped three times attempted assassinations. He actually beat them in 1812, I don't remember exactly the year, when he balanced the budget, cutting us off from the bankruptcy they established. They tried to kill him three times. They fell three times. That's what the War of 1812 was all about, to put us back under bondage by burning ratification records and torching D.C. Then we're back on track. Now you know. I've done my research, as anybody could do if they take the time. I'm nobody special. I just do research. So what? You can read, write, and do arithmetic too. Algebra is a little hard for me, but death education. the fruits of their training is now coming around. The way to downplay death was by video games, TV. Finally, in the 80s and 90s, glorifying the murderer and the criminals. It's controlled through the Council of Foreign Relations. The Star Group, controlled by Kissinger, one of the points of the Star Group, number 5, is Hollywood entertainment. He answers to the council, to the Tavistock think tank in London. It's worldwide. Do you understand where I'm headed with this? If the globalists have their way with the zero population programs, they can guarantee everyone will experience some contact with death one way or the other. Those in the humanistic point of view, one worlders, they say, have a very low regard for human life. And so the public and you as the public and parents of school children, you should remember that in teaching children, it not only learns the thesis, but also the antithesis, the opposite. You see, the child doesn't just learn a single precept, even though one point of view might be taught. Teachers who are ESRs, who are scared for their jobs, will go along with this program. They've made it sure that people are afraid of their jobs losing them. So even though they don't take the blood oath as a ESR stars and their husbands, Freemasons do. The other teachers that trying to do the right thing, not involved in secret societies and death of Christ, are afraid of losing their job, so they go with the program and teach as little as they have to. Some of them have good hearts. They have a good heart and they want to teach the right thing. But they're scared to death. If they do the wrong thing, they will lose their job. And teachers who forget this, and it's for this reason that many sincere teachers are really unaware of their participation in this behavior modification agenda. So when they present all of both sides of an argument, they unwittingly employ behavior modification. And a good conscience, these Christians and patriotic teachers, as they're called, will protest against attacks on public education as being unfounded. Okay, for example, a child is taught about overpopulation in a current events class and abortion in the science unit. Of course, they won't tell the child that the abortion specifically is being used for a sacrifice of children to Baal. They look at it as a moral issue, which it is, of course, an economic issue, as a social issue. They don't know the real reason. But these nurses that are Wiccan and doctors who are Freemasons at the highest level, they do. They like the blood of the infant or the flesh. That's cruel to say, but it's actually true. Those in the witchcraft. That's where a lot of the aborted babies are going to and experiments. DNA alchemy. It's horrific what they're doing. You can't even imagine in your worst nightmare what they're doing with the fetuses. The blood, they think, gives them extra life because life is in the blood. And the Wiccan know this. In some cases, they can't even wait to even have the young girl or woman to leave the office before they're already in a, and this has happened before. One nurse was caught, took the baby into the, it was dead already, but into the back room. She was caught. Anyway, we'll let that go. But you understand this is, I'm trying to get as specific as I can without, even for me, going over the edge. You can't imagine the horrific purposes that's going on today. You can't imagine it. A child is taught about overpopulation in a current events class. that they had back in the day. And abortion in the science unit now. So they write the obituary in creative writing class. It's involved in a clarification process of psychology. I mastered, well, I'm BA in psychology and sociology. MBA is business or something or another, but I don't, that and about a quarter won't even buy a coffee cup. Heck, won't even buy the coffee for the cup or the cup for the coffee or either one together. But you know, they participate in the survival game. You ever heard that on TV lately? How about movies, survival games? How about that? They role play as a global architect in the Model United Nations program. They're forced into home economics instead of an auto shop. On and on, days, weeks, months, and years roll by. And you know, that child is coming up with a complete globalist mindset. The teacher, who deals only with a segment of the child's schedule, is unaware, does not know that a unit or a lesson in their curriculum is contributing to the teaching of a hidden agenda that's buried in the total education program of this child. But the Freemasons know, the education department knows, the president knows, and the Jesuits know. The round table of the Bilderberg Club of Rome, Child Committee, UN, Council of Foreign Relations, Rural Institute of International Affairs, and Gorbachev Foundation, which are members of the round table, they know. They came up with a Common Core program, No Child Left Behind program, to carry out by their little puppet president or prime minister, whoever it may be, as a puppet for a day. Nothing more than that. The Committee of the 300 know, and Lucifer directs them. And the fallen angels, Saint Germain, El Moria, Dajuaku, they got names. And they're fallen angels that direct your human leaders. Let's get down to it now. Bring it right down to your front doorstep. I guess today what I'm supposed to talk about, and I'm just beginning to realize now, I didn't know today what I was going to talk about. I guess I do now. Death education. You know, teachers and societies have been programmed to accept the humanistic values of secular humanism. And the interdepartmental, interdisciplinary emphasis is being pushed from all the way back to the 80s till now. It'll be acceptable. And what it's going to do, which they can accelerate the process anyway, is the cloning of upcoming generations of humanists. Not only education-wise, but physically cloning. Now let me give you the impact of what I'm talking about. This ought to get your attention. Brock Chisholm, the director of the United Nations World Health Organization, said in 1946 when this all began, Club of Rome was 1952. My mistake, the Bilderberg, I'm sorry, 54. Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1946, he said, I quote, that's when it all began, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and the religious dogmas. Unquote. Brock Chisholm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M. That's just one quote, though. Let's keep going. I just don't believe in one person, what he says. I don't know him anyway. And I like it that way because it keeps me sharp about it. Although sometimes on a personal basis, people can fool you if you're not careful. All right, let's go one more here. Now you know that's a lie. Probably do more than just one more quote. So how about, relative to education, how about this one? This ought to get your attention. Doctor of Harvard University, Chester M. Pierce. He said, in the personal audience of 2,000 teachers at one time in an auditorium in Denver, Colorado in 1973. This rascal said the following. Teachers, every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation and a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future, unquote. That's like 30 years after brought Chris home. They're all on the same agenda. Ashley Montagu, is that her name? Whatever. Ashley, M-O-N-T-A-G-U. She said in 1970, and she said in the audience of 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California, she stated that the American family structure produces many ill children. Nah, I'm not done. That's Vince Nesbitt, Humanistic Morals and Value Education, NSW 2066, Australia, on page 5. Also, in lecture, Anaheim, California, to 1,000 home economic teachers on November the 9th, 1970. Paul Brandwine, whatever. He's an influential educator, taught that, quote, any child who believes in God is mentally ill, unquote. Family, I got dozens of these. Y'all go better wake up now. Don't you follow us. Because they've got police in your schools today because of that false flag, Sandy Hook, to protect the school from the parents. Now you get the idea? Without going to a whole lot of illustration. Did you know, fact, that when a baby's born, comes out, pshaw, there he is. It's a boy. It's a girl. Well, we knew that already. Okay. Here, you want to hold him? Okay, from that point on, that baby is going to bond with a mother. Now, that's basic biology. I'm going to tell you something else. For the next 5 years, 4 or 5 years, even though that baby is out of the womb, and I'm not going to tell you what they do to the placenta. We don't need to go there this time. But nevertheless, that baby for the next 5 years is still in the matrix development of the mother. Out of the womb, doesn't matter. Still in the matrix of the mother. Bonding with her for the next 4 years, maybe 5. So at about 4 or 5 years old, sometimes 6, they're about somewhere there, you start developing, 0 begins your memories. You become aware that, wow, I remember back when I was 6 years old, 5, yeah, but you don't remember when all those people around you said, oh, he's so cute, or oh, he's so ugly. That's what they said about me. So, oh, he's like a drowned rat in buttermilk. Oh, I was ugly, baby. I was ugly like a little old man. Had a wrinkled up little old face. I'm always told that. I don't mind that because I'm not ugly. I'm still kind of, well, you know, I don't know, whatever. I'm old. But I'm adult now. I don't cry about it anymore. I don't hate rats because of it anymore either. I still like buttermilk in my cornbread. But you see, until you're about 5 is when your memory develops. You start becoming aware that you're alive. That's when they put you in the first grade for teaching. Aha! So when you first develop, they know this too. There's a reason why. Now see, for their children, they start earlier than that, like 3 and 4 years old. They start training their children, the Illuminati do. Yeah, buddy, they do. They make sure their kids are way ahead. You're starting to pick up on this. You getting the idea here now? Well, that's why y'all start you off at 7 years old in first grade or six or whatever. Because that's when you start developing your awareness. Did you know that Muhammad the prophet was in the same bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II through King Edward IV? He was of royal bloodline through the Merovingian bloodline, tribe of Dan. How about that? They began, his mother was killed, excuse me, did I say killed? Oh, maybe that's a Freudian slip. His mother died when he was 6 years old. He is put under care of Arab Roman Catholics. Then by the time he was 25 or so, Islam, which was in the 6th century, was in full swing. That's what you heard me. The Vatican created Islam in the 6th century. Provided them their savior, Muhammad the prophet, trained by Roman Catholic Arabs. In the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II, of which many Arabs are proud of this fact. Now y'all pick your jaws up off the floor now anytime you want. That makes Muhammad the prophet in the same bloodline as our past presidents. Look it up. Because all of our presidents are in the same royal blue bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II. But they're nothing more than lower level cousins to make sure of that. They'll never achieve king and queen status, which reserved for first and second cousins. Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin, Prince Philip. And those that may be new listeners, you better sit down. Because the facts are, too, that Adolf Hitler, Stalin, and Churchill were all second cousins. They were playing a scam on millions in World War I and World War II. Churchill was a liar and a murderer. FDR was a liar and a murderer. I have quotes from both of them confirming that the murders of those aboard the Lusitania was due to J.P. Morgan and Churchill. That the murders of those in Pearl Harbor was because of Churchill. FDR in 1920 is planning Pearl Harbor and the Japanese elite working together in this Luciferian secret society agenda. Fact. Now you understand what you're up against, what you're dealing with really, and the history. The history. So back to death education. You thought I forgot, didn't you? No, I didn't forget. That's just in the background. But to get back on track, I did kind of get off track, I guess. Well, actually, I didn't, because all this is the basis of what we're talking about. It's all connected. You see, teachers and the society, that be us, we've been programmed all along to accept humanistic values. The new interdisciplinary, interpartmental emphasis that's being pushed will be acceptable. Speed up the cloning of upcoming generations of humanists with a major event to occur in the year 2025. Listen to me carefully. Don't jump to conclusions. God divided the people in the Tower of Babel so we could not work together to build and become as gods as they were planning in the Tower of Babel. He stopped that severely by changing the languages. And later the DNA changed. That's when the cultures changed into the different cultures. Well, during the time of Nimrod, generations later, there's your Chinese, your white, your black, your Arab. DNA changes during that period of time. We're to remain in our individual cultural groups to marry and so forth. Marrying outside your cultural group, marrying different, same sex as married, is not God's plan. We're to love each other, no matter what race you are. But you're not to marry outside the race, because realistically, you have a different cultural background. Everything's different. And within race, it's all the same. But we're not supposed to be fighting each other. So what happened was, Satan, using their secret societies, humanists, caused people to fight each other for race, country, all that, to cause wars. Why? The dialectic. So then, when you're tired of fighting each other, the opposite reigns true, is to get together. Come all back together like they were during the time of Babel. And then make English, which it is, the common language. You know, you cannot get a job. I know. I worked for the OSCE, Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, in Kosovo, in 1999-2004, and I was there from ground up for development of Kosovo. I was in the beginning of it. I was controlling, as security-wise, the eastern region of Kosovo to protect the internationals and their personal protection. I had five regions I was responsible for. You could not get a job with OSCE or UN unless you spoke fluent English. English is a universal language. Mm-hmm. Satan is on the move to bring everybody back together. So they're promoting this. I talked about Honeymaid commercial, and let's go back to that now. Yeah, I've laid the groundwork. Now I'm going to talk to you about that commercial. They got these series of commercials about diversity. Now, I personally don't care one way or the other. It doesn't matter. You marry a white and black, but whatever. You know, that's up to you. You're going to have trouble in the flesh, but if you love each other, get close with God and work it out. If you do, you do. I don't care. For me, it's not a big deal. But I know what God had set up for us to be divided, still love each other, still care for each other, still work together. But because of our cultural differences, to stay with the culture the idea of the New World Order is to bring everybody back together and literally connect the DNA to make, and they have accomplished this, changing face of America. And it was always planned since 1425 to make America, and this was the experiment that they all talk about, of becoming a culturally infused population. And I have the evidence right here. And their plan and process, I'm not going to reach all of it, just part of it. After the nations had been merged into a Red Fog of America by William G. Carr, 1955. This is always their plan for America. The Statue of Liberty, FDR saying he's going to infest America with all the aliens possible. That's always been. That's why Brewer and all the rest of them have opened up the borders. They want us all to come together. Where? In the United States. That is going to be the new Atlantis. The new Atlanteans will be a cultural infused population, and they're going to kill every white, every black, every Hispanic, every Chinese, because they want to infuse together. This is part of the population, zero population. Uh-huh. Quote, the agentur of the Illuminati, quote, after the nation's been merged into international state, the directors that intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. That's the Antichrist. Continuing, Red Fog. The agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm, again, has advocated on a Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. So now they want, now you see how far along we are. And they have it on Honeymate. They show some commercial, Norm Rockwell kind of commercial, all cute and all this, about graham crackers. And they talk about families. It shows two men together with children. Shows a cultural diverse, like a black man, white woman. A tattooed guy with just his daughter. They're showing all this diversity to get rid of the nuclear family. Because the nuclear family, no matter what country it is designed to bring together that bond of man is head of household, woman is the caretaker and lover, caretaker, teacher, comforter, and so forth. It works. That's how God set it up. You know, it ain't my fault. I'm just telling you what they're doing. So we go back to the way to destroy a country is to divide the family. Vladimir Lenin just quotes what he was told. That's what it's for. Dismantle the family, patriotism, and individual liberty that began in the year 1945. Now, back to it again. Brock Chisholm said, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. And he was a globalist. Watch out for international rights of the child. It's coming to take your children away from you. So they got to show you that the rights of a child are being abused. They'll show it on TV, magazines. They'll cause situations to happen. And you'll agree, say, oh yeah, we need the international rights of the child because it was not ratified or signed by America in 1989. Oops. Mistake. So then they had to get America around to the point, maybe another generation later, to accept it finally. You understand how deep this goes? I'll look at a bigger picture, not the small picture. And you say, we're going to stop it. You're not going to stop it. All this is a temperature to take where they are on this. I'm showing you how far along they really are, how close we are to that tribulation period and return of Jesus. That's why I'm telling you this, so you can gauge how close we are to the completion of their plans. And what they've done in the past is already done. They've been waiting until all the World War II veterans and the children of the veterans, Korea and Vietnam, to all die off, Agent Orange, all the other things. Oh, yeah, by design, reduce sovereignty. Haven't they funded the anti-war demonstrators? All that was designed through Tavistock. Well, the idea is to now eliminate patriotism and to wait until the last of the World War veterans died out. And then they started that nonsense about no Holocaust. And so on a lot of these shows, they got all these so-called pseudo-doctors, lawyers, researchers. They're nothing more that a bunch of humanists and Freemasons and whatever else. Oh, there was never a Holocaust. We have pictures of the ovens that never existed and all this. It's just a bunch of nonsense. Holocaust was there because Adolf Hitler, second cousin to Churchill, Queen Elizabeth and Stalin, Adolf Hitler was assigned to hunt down the Hebrew Israelite tribes and kill them off. So 144,000 could not be out, would not be coming out of their protection. And the experiment on human beings in preparation for today. They all work together. So the children are coming up with a complete globalist mindset. Teachers don't know it. So who are some of the groups behind this? Well, you got Planned Parenthood on the top of the list. Cremation Association of America. Euthanasia Education Council. Oregon is going to be one of the first, and there's several, like seven or eight other states, that's going to allow those under 18 to elect to kill themselves if they're disabled. Self-murder. It's sneaking up on you. Belgium's already done it. Oregon is leading the way through witchcraft, sorcery, Freemasonry. Nice Malta. And by the way, isn't Jerry Boykin going to Oregon? Oh, he's a Knights of Malta. Isn't that a coincidence? Let it wrap around your mind a little bit. The National Funeral Directors Association. They help textbook publishers put out books for this program. Back in the 80s, Senator Zorin, I call him. He testified before a Senate subcommittee on education. He said that courses as living with dying insinuated that a belief in life after death was unrealistic. He caused school children to experience nightmares, even physical distress because of the fixation caused by the death education course. Barbara Morris, her book that of Religion of Humanism in Public Schools, she says that the death education caused conflict for children that from homes that stress traditional moral values. You see how it's working? Willie Lynch was a genius back in 1712. You remember I mentioned just a little while ago about the bringing all the races into America to make it the cultural diverse region of the world and eventually become the playground, the New Atlantis of the Illuminati. So Sir Francis Bacon wrote the New Atlantis to be in America. That's pretty slam dunk. And that's one of the reasons they're killing the wolves and the bears and predatory animals, cougars, because this is going to be their. And they want all the predatory animals killed. Now you know. That's why the federal government is sanctioning the murder, the killing of all these wolves out there. So they can have this as a playground. I'm taking it to the next level. You can't tell any of the groups protecting the wolves this. They think you're crazy. But this is the reason why they're killing the wolves and all predatory animals. And they'll say, oh, no, it's because they're killing the sheep and all. Oh, please. No, it's not. As far back as 1939, President Roosevelt said behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees, Senator Lundeen was a member of the committee, of one of the committees. I found this quote in Red Fog of America, 1955. William G. Carr, about infesting America with all the aliens possible. FDR said behind closed doors, this quote was never to gotten out, but it was by Senator Lundeen. You never hear about much this much, do you? Well, I'm going to tell it to you. Some of those new listeners, you're going to hear it again. Old listeners, new listeners, it's going to be the first time. Here's what FDR said behind closed doors, 6 years after an attempted coup planned by them of the U.S. government, and 2 years before Pearl Harbor. FDR said the following. I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. Now he says, my people, that's Illuminati, his family bloodline. Instruments are American citizens. Yeah. Quote, I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, his English prime minister, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with American people as far as the democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business. Infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program in front of three congressional committees. He said that. That's the real FDR. No different than all the rest of them. Reagan, Carter, Clinton, the Bushes all the way back to Samuel Bush, 1915, to George Walker Bush, to whatever Bush it is, Barbara Bush, the whole nine yards of them, are all family members anyway. Carter, peanut farmer. Nixon was attempting dictatorship, 1972 to 1974. Evidence, executive order. 11647, February 1972. Evidence, executive order. 11731, 1973. A dictatorship. Evidence, executive order. 11495, control all government agencies and departments. 1973-74. Rescinded 1978 when it fell apart. Passed on through Carter the peanut farmer and Reagan the movie star, liar, to FEMA. Oliver North, Knights of Malta. Reagan, Knights of Malta. FEMA transition 2009 National Disaster Plan incorporated Nixon's entire executive order 11647, dividing the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each. You ever heard of Yugoslavia? Divide up in different states after Tito died? Want to do it again. So what they're going to do is foment this patriotic fervor in every state. We're pulling away from the federal government because it's all Muslim. Family, it's all planned out so you'll do it. And when you do it, you're falling into their hands. Because then they'll balkanize the United States. And when they get ready for the North American Union, what they're going to do is give the Southwest to Mexico, the Northwest to China. China's already got 257 foreign trade zones anyway. 257 foreign trade zones in every state. Canada will take the North and Northeast. And the UN will take the original 13 colonies. They've earned the 13 states. They've owned them since 1859. Collateral in the second bankruptcy. The UN's owned it. Country since then. And all they're going to do is divide it in those four different areas. And each one's a region with a UN regional administrator and a governor for all 10 regions. Yeah, get ready. And they ain't telling you about this. The Masons are quiet about it. I ain't quiet about it, but at least that you know about it. But they're leading up to their own destruction. They don't realize that. In these courses, and Barbara Morris's booklet, Religion of Humanism in Public Schools, says that the death education causes conflict for children, right? Well, in these particular courses, the children are confronted with questions like, How often do you think, say what? If you choose, when would you die? Another question, like when you think of your own death, how do you feel? How often have you seriously contemplated committing suicide, unquote? Another one, if you were to commit suicide, what method would you probably use? And this is 1980s, family. When's suicide justifiable, unquote? These are some of the courses the children are confronted with in her booklet. And you know this fits well in the plans of the globalists. The globalists are locked themselves into a Malthusian kind of theory of surplus per population, limited resources, and they've so far gone now. I'm just letting you know what they've done so far. They think that something must be done to bring the populations back in line with their alleged limited resources. It's always been a lie. If those Illuminati would spring up, they could feed the entire world and not even blink an eye. They want zero population, except for what they can control through microchip. In the 1980s, the world was like 4.5 billion people. But even in the 80s, the globalists, they believed that it should only contain 2 to 5 billion by the year 2000. Global 2000 was just to further the depopulation by Peanut Farmer Carter, another evil individual. So that meant that programs then were to be designed to prevent population increase but provide a rollback to 2 billion by the year 2000. In comes HPV vaccination. In comes a flu vaccination. In comes wars, diseases that they create. You all getting the idea here? HIV was created at Fort Detrick, Maryland, to start the killing process in England. In Africa. This is confirmed. This is not a speculation or a theory. It's a fact. And you're Pat Robinson, who's a 33rd degree Mason, ranting and a raving on his silly show. This is God's deliverance. This is God's whatever on Africa for what they say what? And the homosexuals, they're dying because they're God created, you know, disease. No, it's not. Pat Robinson's a liar from the pit of hell. Fact. He's a 33rd degree Mason. He took a blood oath to lie. That's a fact now. To blame everything on God is Satan's way. The world faces a population problem, but it's not overpopulation, but it's population distribution. We're actually a dying nation. We're not producing enough children to replace ourselves. The HPV vaccination, which I'm just about done with my study on it to put it on the site, is in fact designed to stop reproduction. It got nothing to do with cervical cancer. It's designed to kill and designed to sterilize your children, boys and girls. That's the purpose of HPV. Now, I'm not going to that right now. I could do a rabbit trail and go for another 20 minutes, but I'm going to stop there. I'm going to have this study up on my website, which is, by the way, watchmenforjesus.com. And I do want to remind you at this hour that we're also, for a second here, bear with me, we're played up at highportradio.net, by the way, John Kirkler. HighportRadio@yahoo.com. He plays us randomly, Bible studies and broadcasts in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, plays us simulcast on occasion. And tonight, 8 to 10, RevelationRadioNetwork.org. RevelationRadioNetwork.com from 8 to 10, let you all know. Tonight I want to talk about, preliminarily, Christian identity connections. Anyway, now back to what I was talking about. That's my public announcement. Where's the music at? Da-da-da-da-da. There's your music. You know, the problem is compounded, this what we're talking about, the population explosion, which is a lie, by controlling social pressure for families to have fewer or no children. Now, you see, in the 1980s, this was the thought process. Today, it's happening. And they wanted them to have fewer or no children, or children later in married life. Lifestyles have been made so that it requires both spouses to work, as well as the feminist programs funded by the Rockefellers. It adds to their part to reduce family size and population control. Are you all picking up on this? To try to explain to you how far along they are, this isn't about stopping it. It's already too far gone. This is about knowing where they are. That's what I want to emphasize. But to know that they've been defeated, that's the main thing I want you to know. But we're going to have to go through it. We're going to have to deal with it. Because Jesus Christ has already defeated it. There's no way they can win. But our job is to pass the word of God around and witness for the love of Jesus to those that lose hope. That's the whole point. Y'all see what I mean? It's not to panic at all. They're talking about arresting Obama, arresting Queen Elizabeth and all. That's the biggest bunch of nonsense from these radio talk shows I've ever heard in my life. It's almost criminal. If they're doing it on purpose, or if they're poor researchers, take your pick. They're full of nonsense.
Well, one of the things they told me was that he was at the house one night, and we were talking, and he started laughing. He said, "Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about?" And I said, I'm pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, "I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote, you know?" And he started to laugh. He said, "You're an idiot." And I said, "Why am I an idiot?" He said, "Let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all over the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation." He says, "And you want to know why?" He says, "There were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. It breaks up the family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them." And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it, I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble adventure.
Aaron, did you know that Gloria Steinem, in one of her own books, now admits the CIA funded Miss Magazine?
No, I had no idea about that. No, I never heard that.
Yeah, we're going to...
CIA funded Miss Magazine?
Funded Miss Magazine with the stated goal of taxing women and breaking up the family.
No kidding. I never heard that. Well, Nick told me. I mean, I know it, but not because I know the CIA was involved in it.
Well, Gloria Steinem was proud of it. Oh, the CIA wanted to help me help women.
No kidding.
So they funded it. Yeah, and of course it's divide and conquer.
Right.
And
of course.
What they do is they focus in, obviously, on real problems. Women were getting shafted in many ways, but the elite wasn't planning to help them. They were planning to really shaft them and take men away from them. Look at what they did with black families. You only had about 10% illegitimacy 50 years ago. in black communities, and now it's over 90%. And look at welfare. We're going to give you some money, but you can't have a man in the house.
Right.
And so that was further to degrade the family.
Yeah.
Totally destroyed. And now illegitimacy is over 50% in the general population.
Right. Well, see, the whole thing is these people control the money. So they make all the rules. You understand? And they put whatever rules they want into effect. And the truth is America has really become a socialist, communist country. And everybody says it's a capitalistic country. It's not a capitalistic country. You know, how can it be capitalistic when you have a central bank? That's the first. It can't be. You know, It's a planned economy. It's a phony. If they want to create prosperity, they just print dollars. They just make dollars or put digits into the economy, and then now you have prosperity. You don't have real prosperity. You don't have real manufacturing. You just have money being injected in. It's an infusion of credit,
which only makes the government go into more debt.
Now, I have to do a disclaimer. That's Alex Jones, which I do not support, because he works for the Illuminati. He works for the Knights of Malta and secret societies. And he ferrets out good, honest truth-tellers so he can identify them for the Illuminati and what they're going to say, and then he downplays it. That's Alex Jones, Ventura, Quayle, all the rest of them. In any case, I did find it a good interview, though. Russo was an honest one, and he died of cancer, by the way. Bill Cooper was murdered. Senator Schaefer was murdered by her husband, and he killed himself. She was after the Child Protective Service. The Child Protective Service is corrupt. The Child Protective Service picks up the children for the CIA to use. Get down to it. So she had to die, and her husband was murdered also. And all three were on Alex Jones' show. Mm-hmm. How about that? Anyway, there's a good interview, though, because Russo, who's being honest here, confirms what I've been telling you. I've been telling you now for the past hour and a half. Both spouses working. The feminist programs funded by the Rockefeller Foundation adds to the part of the reduced family size and population control when there's no overpopulation. Never has been. And, you know, in addition, the diverse and alternative lifestyles of homosexuality, now we're like 18 or 19 states turning against God, is kind of another, I don't know, unobtrusive population control mechanism. Because, you see, homosexual marriage, even though it's against God's laws, it does not produce children. I don't have to tell you that, do I? But now they can almost produce children, but control children from a controlled womb. And they get you ready for it by movies as well. Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger? He got pregnant, didn't he? How about that, huh? That's why they use governors that are movie stars. That's why they put them in political positions. Family, Ben Hudud, by so-called movie stars that are then amazingly brought in as governors, mayors, who knows what. That's how they use them. Because all of them have signed their name over to Lucifer, literally, in their blood. All of them. You see pictures of Nixon and his cousin Reagan in Bohemian Grove. Liars. And Luciferians. Knights of Malta. Freemasons at the highest level. Lying to their lower level Freemasons. You have Freemasons that are good people. That are in their Blue Lodge. That are there for the brotherhood and, you know, favorite parking place. And get off on tickets and all this stuff and this, that, and the other. Playing golf and I don't know what else. But they don't know that they're being used criminally by the highest level. Because they find Masons that are in positions of power, clerk of court or the IRS or some other position where they can get a favor done. This is how it's really done. You know, sex education programs actually now you've read the programs, you've read the articles where they actually encourage participation, homosexual activities on the pretense of research and experimentation. In one anti-bullying class about 3 weeks ago, the young girls were supposed to kiss each other to show that it's not so bad. And if a parent heard about that, mom, they're making us kiss each other on text, and the parent comes to, I'm taking my kid out of here. Guess what now? The police are already there protecting your children, but the main purpose is to protect the school from you. That's what they're really there for. They just haven't told you that. And they're going to replace those police with felons that's trained in the Christian Identity Program, ADL, Blackwater, and there'll be police officers coming out of private security that's federalized. It's coming. How many from prisons since 2006? 175,000 plus. And they will eliminate all your police officers that's in there today once it kicks into the North American Union under the guise of peace. I'm telling you, it's coming. And you know, the most apparent population control method, of course, is abortion, a national disgrace. Abortion like tolerance toward homosexuality. What's that march a couple weeks ago? Forgot her name. She was leading it. She's a movie star. I don't remember her name right now, top of my head. She played on Ghost. She was the fortune teller or something. You know who I'm talking about. I don't remember her name right now. Anyway, carrying a coat hanger. So, all this is part of it. More and more and more. Abortion, like tolerance toward homosexuality, is kind of a synonym of a nation coming under judgment. And you know, the present abortion rate, well, actually, the present one is way past 1.5 million unborn babies each year. It's increased since 1980. It's larger than your standing armies going on today. I don't know what it is exactly today, but it's horrific. It's for sacrifice of children. That's the purpose of it. And the Supreme Court decision that legalized the immorality of abortion, there's been more than 13 million abortions in the nation, and now plus. A greater loss of life than all the fatalities combined in every war which the nation has been involved in since we've been founded. Deuteronomy 27:25. Cursed is he who accepts a fee to strike down an innocent person. Whoops. Exodus 23:7. Keep far from a lie. Do not kill the innocent of the righteous, for I will not acquit the guilty. Better pay attention to that, because you folks out there supporting this, you will answer to the Lord. Yeah, it's Whoopi Goldberg. So they're using her now. Oh, Whoopi. Oprah. All the others. You see? Whoopi Goldberg. And that's why they use those stars to foment their political agendas and so forth. Every single time. And you would be shocked and amazed to find out which ones are actually bloodline. Don't matter about the culture. They have the same DNA from the Illuminati. A lower level, but yeah. Because they have a bloodline trace you and I don't have. This includes stars in basketball, certain ones in football, actors, singers, songwriters, dancers. What could be more innocent than the unborn babies miraculously conceived, yet so unmercifully destroyed, and their bodies used for consumption? Is that evil or what? That your high CIA, your CPS, the Wiccan and the highest level of government are involved in. Each one's a fatality. The baby dies. You know, it's well worth to read. I do sometimes talk about David Jeremiah's chapter on abortion, his book, Before It's Too Late. So tell me the difference between lampshades made out of human skin and using abortion substances for cosmetic bases or other such food items. Does that make it right? Because we're doing it instead of the Nazis, who actually were brought over into America in 1945-46 under Operation Paperclip. We didn't lose the war. We just brought the warriors over here to continue it. Nuremberg, like all these trials, is nothing but a hand wash. That's all it is. We're going after the bankers. We're going after the Bushes and all this. These are throwaways, man. To get your mind off the truth about the Vatican and Illuminati, they're German and Italian and Jews and Irish and Scottish and French and you just name it. What about the abortionists for them to consider whether it would be if their mothers had believed it, as they do about the pregnancy that conceived them? What would they think now? And then here comes, as some that I've researched all the way back in the 1980s have warned us about the infanticide against children with birth defects. Family. It's called euthanasia, to give them permission to kill themselves, and the parents won't have a word to say about it, by us signing the International Rights of the Child. Family, it's been planned back in the 80s. It's happening now, today. So what you have is another camel nose, another camel with a nose in a tent. See, once a quality of life yardstick is permitted, the measure of degree of equality can become a very subjective to include anyone. And it will. And they'll start with different controlled states. We're going to pull away from the federal government. Yeah, they want you to, you know, to balkanize it. And then they'll work on through the Freemasonry, the voting. They'll vote in the way they want them to. And you'll have your old folks and your younger folks, and depends on the situation, don't matter, that commit suicide if they want to. It's coming. Satan wants souls. And voluntarily. And they'll all be fooled. You know, globalists believe that Christians are insane, as I indicated in the quotes and going back to 5 years old. But could the insane become as non-persons, the same as unborn babies to be exterminated? Well, it happened in Nazi Germany. A lot of the parents and the public in general are mostly unaware of how large a problem they face trying to get the abortion, homosexuality mentality out of the schools. Homosexuals that want to get involved in this are really cutting the nose off to spite their face. They don't realize what's going to come down on them. You know that in February the 25th and 26th of 1982, the Training Institute of Planned Parenthood in Maryland, they had a workshop entitled New Approaches to Family Life Education for School Nurses and Counselors. So in this project, the Planned Parenthood is the abortion promoter throughout the nation. Y'all should know that by now. It's funded by the globalists. And you know what? Not only indoctrinated school nurses and counselors with the pro-abortion push, but successfully convinced many of those that attended to return to their schools and promote the acceptance of an alternate lifestyle. Homosexuality is normal. That was in 1982. Finally, equally, it was compatible with a zero population game, that the game plan they come up with, and the high suicide rate, incurable diseases such as AIDS and herpes that was created in the laboratory at Fort Detrick, Maryland in the late 70s. And did you know that a report was made that Southeastern Middle School had been selected by Planned Parenthood of Central Pennsylvania Incorporated, by the way, which is more powerful than the federal court. Anyway, they were to pilot a sexual abuse prevention project. And that item was on the agenda under new business of the Southeastern School District. And that meeting of the Board of School Directors on January the 12th, 1984. You had some clergyman, born again, that was attending that meeting on behalf of family whose child was being humanized. There was a gifted and talent course in middle school. Now, what would have happened What would have been the outcry that could have been heard if a local church had selected the same school, or any school for that matter, for evangelization, to evangelize it? Well, Planned Parenthood already evangelizes. That's what they do. It's going on nationwide. You know, if Jesus Christ had believed this way, he wouldn't have went to cross of Calvary. He didn't believe this way, though. Death education is right under your noses. You know, the covert objective of this is to desensitize children to the phenomenon of death so that parents and adults will accept the 1.5 plus million abortions each year. And it's working. To participate in real survival situations from the movies, survival game, TV, survivalist, Bahamas, whatever. I'm on scripted TV, yeah. Now you know where it's all going from. You see how it works? Coming from, that is. So in real survival situations, they eliminate, get rid of, less predictive, productive type non-persons and agree to infanticide, euthanasia, and suicide as options. So, in the matter of like suicide, for example, it's a desensitizing. It's so successful that suicide is a number two killer of American youth. And in the supernatural, the antidepressants, they got it reached. And they go to elementary grades for its victims. That's why you have Wicca looking for the ones that's being bullied as a profile to bring them into Wicca. You got Hemlock in Pennsylvania and Exit in England. They exist to help people in their suicidal efforts. It's behavior modification. Healthcare bill will allow you to euthanize yourself and your children when it finally comes around. A demise pill. I got a lot more to say about this. We're coming to the end of the program shortly, and I'm trying to wake you all up, family, to get ready. What they're trying to do now, though, is get you all to think Islam is the bad guy, which they are. Zionism is also the bad guy, and Christianity is so corrupted. It's like a one-month-old carton of milk in your refrigerator. To bring in the New Age movement, they got demonized. But they take control of all religions. And you know, Planned Parenthood, they know about this too. The highest level, they know what they're doing. They know. And they got to justify it in their minds and their hearts and their soul. So the more they justify it, the more reprobate their minds become. Pray for them. Well, family, I didn't go into the news today. I may tomorrow. But I felt God wanted me to talk about this. I didn't realize this until about 10 minutes into my program. I honestly didn't. I have to change my title of my program today on my recording. Sometimes it's a surprise what he wants me to talk about. It really is. I had no idea I was going to talk about this today. Tonight, RevelationRadioNetwork.org. I'm going to talk about the Christian identity, sacred name movement, Hebrew roots movement, Yahweh, Yahshua, and all that nonsense, Islam, and so forth, and what the tricks are going to be pulling on you. We'll talk about that tonight. Don't be fooled by this Russia thing about Gog and Magog. These preachers out here are full of nonsense. I'm telling you that right now because you'll find it in the Bible. Gog and Magog until after the thousand-year millennium reign. And something else I was going to mention. I saw this if I can find it here, I should have had it ready, but I don't always say, oh, here it is. I get this Prophecy News Watch thing. Oh, I know what I want to tell you now. It says, live stream the largest prophecy conference of 2014 into your own living room. Ooh. But you pay only $50. Sponsored by Prophecy in the News, live streaming March 28th tonight to March 30th, 2014. Now, you'll hear men like Mark Blitz. You got to be kidding me. You'll hear, well, I started reading this silly thing about blood moons as a sign is baloney. Hagee and Blitz is full of garbage. Total garbage. And so I'm going through this thing, looking at it, and I realized, I said, whoa, we have a who's who in those that are quasi-truth tellers and belong to the National Council of National Policy, Freemasons, and controlled opposition in one conference. Mark Blitz, Blood Moons, nonsense. Jonathan Kahn. The Harbinger, some nonsense is that. Chuck Missler is a member of the Council of National Policy. That is the Illuminati under the Council of Foreign Relations. Lipkin, Islamization of America. Say what? No, it's about the New Age movement, the Humanist Manifesto. That's the enemy. Islam will be destroyed. The Roman Catholic Church will be re-spiritualized. Christianity will be destroyed. Even atheism will be destroyed. They're missing the whole point. See, there's, what's his name? Dingbat Walid, or whatever. What's his name? I forgot his name. Shubat Walid, whatever. He's full of nonsense. Some terrorist that becomes straight is a liar. Because they're trying to get your name, get your ideas off of the New Age movement and Freemasons, Knights of Columbus, Illuminati, and put it on Islam as the enemy. They're liars. Paul McGuire, Ben Coring, Terry Cook, L.A. Marzulli. Derek Gilbert, they're all anti-King James Bible, and they're all part of this. It's like the who's who of so-called truth tellers, right? Okay, Now, that being said, I wouldn't attend that thing for if they paid me to go. However, my main point is this. You have all of them in one conference in a two-day period, right? They're all going to be there talking openly. You got Springmeier still talking. You got Alex Jones still talking. You got all of them still talking, correct? In this tyrannical government we have. Now, in this tyrannical government we have, you have a little old grandma here that's feeding bears, and she gets arrested and put in jail for feeding the bears. And then they start spouting off, this is a tyrannical government. Look, this grandmother got arrested for feeding the bears. She's still in prison. They got her. Okay. So now you have all these anti-government speakers at this conference. You got General Boykin, who's out and out just saying we got to have a revolution against the government. You got Rick Joyner publicly saying he's praying for the death or praying for the takedown of Obama on his own, on a kind of like a YouTube or a presentation, openly, in this tyrannical government. Now, what kind of tyrannical government do we have again? You know, wouldn't they be surrounding this conference and taking all the people out? Something is not right here. It's not funny, but it's almost funny. In a way, it's so ridiculous. The game they're playing. All the truth tellers are just openly writing their books, doing their CDs, going to conferences, no problem. And this little old lady gets arrested because, you see, people are not being told the right thing. Because they're showing these groups, this little old lady getting arrested. Yeah, we have a tyrannical government. Because they want to support a revolution to bring about the North American Union. And you'll agree to it. Therefore, Norman Mattoon Thomas was right, this guy. The Socialist Party candidate for president of the United States, Norman Thomas, said in 1944. Remember this right before 1945? Quote, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." He went on to say, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform. But the Republican Party, even though the Democrat Party plans socialism and Marxism and humanism programs I've been talking about, the Republican Party plans the death of your children through wars they create long before, and the military-industrial complex, your Bushes, Misslers, LaHayes, Council of National Policy, under the Council of Foreign Relations, Republican war hawks, are no better than the Democrat socialist. They work together to bring us under the North American Union." You have no friendlies here except Jesus Christ. That's it. No human being can you trust, not one, not even Ron Paul is a Rosicrucian. All the rest of them are controlled at the highest level. And Martin Luther King Jr. said, I quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we've been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. And JFK said, I quote, "There's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot," unquote, JFK, just before he was assassinated. Family, evidence is clear. They lose. And you know, in Jeremiah 11, 9 to 10, Jeremiah said, and I quote, Jeremiah of the Old Testament, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. And they went after other gods to serve them, the house of Israel and the house of Judah, have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. And family, that carries right down to us today. Exactly the same conspiracy exists right this moment. And they have lost already. And there's no chance they'll win. However, we're counting the casualties of those who have not heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that means to hear it and to put it into action. By falling on your knees before God in your own private room, in the side of the road, wherever you are, to take Jesus Christ as your Savior and repent of your sins, as the Bible tells us to do. And that's between you and the Lord, and you and the Lord alone. Nobody else, no other human being, they got their own problems. It's between you and God, and for you to face God with your iniquities before and renounce them to Him and Him alone. And to tearfully and sincerely request He come into your heart, and then help ask Him to help you live that life. Come into your heart. Renounce the blood oath that you've taken as a Freemason. Renounce your past life and become a new person. That's how you know. And they're not telling you all this in the pulpit. If they are in your pulpit, then fine. There are not too many telling you this nowadays, because they are controlled. Family, I got to go. This has crept up on me here, and we're at the end of the program. I think I went off TalkStream Live already anyway. It's okay, too, because I have it recorded here. Whoa! Okay, Dolly, your time's coming. Here we go. Family, got to go. I appreciate y'all coming by, and I talked about tonight, 8 o'clock to 10, RevelationRadioNetwork.org. My website is WatchmanForJesus.com. That's WatchmanForJesus.com, and you can see my schedule there. I have a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. We're played at HighPointRadio.net, John Kirkler. And HighPointRadio@Yahoo.com is his website, KBLU Radio. We also played simulcast and family tonight at 8 and tomorrow again at 4 o'clock. Hit the ground running. I'm not gone yet. Elmer Fudd did not leave the building like they said. I'm back. Oh, by the way, you know, they had an article come out. You know what? It says this article, March 8th, 2014. It says, quote, "Can we reprogram our DNA and heal ourselves with frequency and vibration and energy?" It's what it talks about. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one day I knew something about this, and, you know, I wanted to try it and see if it worked. So, you know, I remember one day I was in a motel, and I remember it don't work because I put a quarter in the slot of that bed, and that thing started vibrating something awful. And I kept putting quarters in there, almost run out of money. It kept vibrating all doggone night, and it happened, just made it harder to sleep. Man, I couldn't even drink a glass of water. It's vibrating so bad. Had to get out of the bed just to drink a glass of water. Well, the next morning, all I had was water legs. I couldn't even walk straight. My DNA was still the same. It just don't work. Y'all have a good night now here. And we'll talk again tomorrow. And tonight, if you want to visit, at RevelationRadioNetwork.com. Excuse me. So we'll see y'all. Family, get right with the Lord. That's where your strength is. Nowhere else. And nobody else. This is Watchman for Jesus, signing off. God bless.
Then He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into His eyes, the love was shining out from Him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. Thank you.
Good night. God bless. And the station will return to its normal broadcasting 24-hour loop. Signing off.